Cody, thank you so much for the time to chat. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it too.
And honestly, anytime. Hey, Victor is so funny. It is such a joy. Just I love this style. Where did the film, what inspired this film? Where'd it come from?
So the original seeds of this were planted about 15 years ago when I was living in a house. We called it Snake Mountain. That's the name that we called the house at. It was in Boise, Idaho. And I was living with my friend Ron Torres and Black Horse Low, another filmmaker, and it was just a joke. This Cody Lightning, using his child stardom in his 30s, late 20s, early 30s, as a joke. Like, go to a restaurant, like, man, where's our waitress at? Like, go punch the waitress in the face and tell her you're Victor, as and like, oh, like being dorks. And that's where it started. And then, I went to a film festival, the Imaginative Film Festival. They were having pitches for short films, and I was like, what if we took that idea, like me as an adult 20 years later trying to relive his childhood stardom and do something? And I talked to Simon about it. He was on board, so we pitched it as a short film. I thought, we'll make a short over a week or 2 weeks and throw it together and send it to festivals and have a fun little, couple weeks. And we didn't win the pitch, and we were told by several people in the pitch meeting, though, that came up to us after, this is a crazy idea, like crazy good. This could be a feature film or a series. So I was like, whoa. So I went to the drawing board with a few of my close buddies, and we came up with this amazing idea. We wrote the script and made the damn thing. Yeah, and getting most of the cast back in action was cool. And yeah, we did it, and I'm so incredibly proud of the final outcome of
It's so much fun. Like, just even,
it.
I mean, there's so many great scenes, but the scene where you break into Adam's house is just gold. I'm watching, it's so good. What was it like in those conversations with the cast, with the original cast, saying, hey, this is, I know we did this thing, I mean, 25, 26 years ago,
Yeah.
and now we want to take
So
it, we want to flip it on its ear. What were those conversations like?
there it wasn't too crazy because they all know me and they know my sense of humor. I have a pretty vulgar sense of humor, wild. I'm very inappropriate at times with my jokes. Very big on too soon jokes, and sometimes I have to go, ee, sorry, people, really, Cody? But when I wrote this and I sent it to everyone, I said, you ha if you're going to be involved, you have to know that you have to be able to make fun of yourself and be okay. We are playing fictionalized versions of ourselves, not us. And everyone was on board. And with the nature of each project, not mine, but any project, you have the overall vision, the writer's vision and director's vision, and that's when you get everyone else involved, and they're either for that vision and want to and help you to create that, or there'll be some pushback and this and that, and then it's like, all right, well, maybe it's not for you, and that's fine. There's that's not a bad thing, but maybe it's too much for you. And when I told Adam about this, I said, what do you think? He goes, I support anything you do, brother. I love you. I love your crazy ass sense of humor, so I know it'll probably be good. I'm like, sweet. And everyone else was on board. And yeah, even on set, we were so much down on, and throughout our scenes and working with the actors and the amount of improv and ad-libbing we did, there's things that we wrote that we were really set on keeping in that didn't work, and we just got rid of it. Okay. And then there's things in scene that were out of left field that were hilarious that we kept. So, and that's anything for the joke at that point is what I was like, whatever we could do to pump out another joke in this and have another laugh, let's just do it and we'll have fun.
I wondered that because, I mean, with some films, of course, it's very, you come in with a script and it's like, okay, this is what we're doing, and maybe we'll make some minor adjustments. But this feels so collaborative, and almost, well, almost improv in spaces. And I wondered about that. So this was something that you had the thing and you had the script there, and people were helping shape it as you were filming along.
Yep, 100%. So I made sure that our actors knew we are not glued to this script. It's strictly outline or a guideline. Sorry, this is our guideline. If you want to add anything in, take anything out. If it's not working, let's get the hell rid of it. If you want to chuck something in there, sweet, let's go. I'm not barely like this. I wrote it this way. It's like this. No, you know, and that adds to the humor of it, the realness of it, especially in the mockumentary style. It has to be natural. It has to be natural. Nothing forced. And the stuff with Hannah Cheeseman, who played Kate, we left a lot of those jokes open to whatever ethnicity that we cast, because I auditioned Indigenous, First Nations women. I auditioned Asian, Hispanic, Black, White, everywhere, because there were certain jokes for different races or ethnicities that we were going to put in there for that. And Hannah knocked it out of the park. She was at the move to the top of the list over and over while I was narrowing it down. I was like, she's nailing this. And it's so good. And I let Hannah, I let Simon, especially Reggie, the Reggie character who plays my uncle, Conway Kootenay, is so hilarious. So we were just playing. And there was some points where we weren't rolling, where we were still in character joking around. And sometimes crew was like, are we rolling right now? What is going on? Like, I don't know. You guys are still in character. We were just having such a blast. And everyone was on board with that. So it was a blessing.
You know, you can sense it. Like, you can sense when when people are playing together, and it's just so good. Like, there's just so much energy and so much life in this particular film. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about legacy. That is a key theme in this film. Certainly, the legacy of smoke signals. But your character is very concerned about leaving a legacy. And I was wondering to you what you think that means.
So, and then also there's the Adam Beach legacy too. Yes. Like, what about your legacy? My legacy is my wife, my kids, my children. So that's where the fiction part comes in of my life. And well, so the realness of it is I've been called Victor my whole life and have gotten these like amazing accolades and, you know, special treatments, so to say. Oh, that's Cody from Smoke Signals. Smoke Signals, Smoke Signals, Cody, 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 Victor. Hey, Victor. And that's where like the idea of it came from, is like he's been so absorbed in this that he just has turned into a wild, crazy maniac. And it's like, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want to leave behind for others and create for others? And along those lines, I want with this film, not just my personal legacy, but cultural, communal, with the community, for younger filmmakers, especially Indigenous kids, but non-Indigenous kids as well, to not give up, to make their stories. If it doesn't fit in with the norm or what's cool or whatever, it doesn't matter. Make it anyway. Make it for yourself. Be true to yourself. And in that, it will be for everyone else. So to make something for others, you have to focus on yourself in it. And then with doing that, it will be for others. And people will enjoy it that much more because it's truer. So in the legacy aspect and the legacy part of your question is not just for my personal legacy, but the legacy of like all of us, upcoming filmmakers and storytellers and everything like that.
Yeah, I love that. And especially now, right now, in the last few years, we've seen a rise, an incredible rise in Indigenous films and filmmakers. And the spectrum is so broad, like, you know, whether it's zombie films or comedies or, you know, dramas or family stories, it really is incredible to see that really come out in the last few years, especially.
Yeah. And with shows, there's, you know, in the States, they have there was Reservation Dogs, there's Dark Winds, there's Rutherford Falls, there's awesome content coming out. And a lot of it is by us now. It's by us. And this has been a long time, for centuries now. We've needed this. And now it's time. And so everyone, you know, different filmmakers and storytellers have what they want to make. My content is the raunchy vulgarness of the communities that I'm from. That is what I want to put out there, because that is what has shaped my life, my overall vision of things, my sense of humor, being able to get through traumatic things in my life. Death and is really big in the community. and it shakes your world up. And there's a lot of dark things that happen, and it's through humor and jokes, whether it's appropriate or inappropriate humor, but just the humor is what gets us through that, and sharing laughs with people. That's what I want to showcase.
I love that, because that is, I mean, we need to hear the stories and sit in the hurt, but the way to bring that humor in, not to make light of, but to help deal with, I think is such an incredible way to process anything, anything that we're dealing with. And like I said, in this particular film, it works really, really well. You know, when you're making the film about Dictor, not Victor, because you can't, which is another great scene. I thought that was hilarious. On that train of thought, this is a little bit of a, forgive me if this is a little vague, but one of the lines is, since we're talking a little bit about legacy, there's a line near the end of the film, you're not a myth, Dictor, but a man. And it's said so dramatically, but I thought that was an interesting line, this comment on being a myth versus man. I wondered if that resonated with you and what that means.
Oh, big time. Yeah. And actually one of my very close friends, has told me for years, because she's like, forget this whole, not charade, but like this whole Victor like complex, not that I had, but that people were kind of bestowing onto me, if that makes sense. My whole life, it's like, you're more than that. You're your own unique individual person. Like, you have so many core values and beautiful things about you, not just what this character has done for you, but like, it has happened ever since I was a kid and worked on Smoke Signals, where I would get like special treatments or certain things, like, oh, that's Smoke Signals. And for someone else, that could have affected them in the way that it had my character in Hey Victor, in that type of way. It didn't do that to me in real life. I was able to navigate it a little bit differently, and that's where the fictional stuff of the character in the film come into play. But yeah, you're not a myth, you're a man. I made sure Simon really nailed that one home.
It's so good. So good. Cody, what is it that you hope people take away from Hey Victor? What do you want them to, is there something that you want them to carry with them at the end of the day?
Yes, that this is not Smoke Signals 2.
of course.
But just like I touched on earlier, to kind of piggyback off of what I was saying, just you know, to, if you have a wild, crazy idea, if you think it's nuts and bonkers and you're afraid to do it, just get out your comfort zone and get the damn thing made, any way, shape, or form that is. People will gravitate to it some way, somehow. I was just down in Florida and I spoke to a young upcoming filmmaker, and she's like, I have two projects that I want to make, and I have told nobody other than two people. I'm like, why? Well, it's going to be tough to get made. And she's like, because I'm afraid of what they'll think. I'm like, see, that's what the problem is we're afraid to share these wild, crazy ideas because of what people will think about us. Yeah, maybe friends and family, but well, why do you want to make that? Or, oh, don't make that. And that's what's tough, to put up the boundary of what you're going to allow in. And like, even some of my own friends and family member, when I told them the idea of this, there was a few scenes where friends or family members were like, are you serious? Come on. No, you're not going to do that. I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, you don't know. So maybe I'll just stop talking about it and I'll just do it and you'll see later. But yeah, it's to have that, you know, Indigenous people, we're resilient. We've been through a lot of craziness, and I have been lucky enough with growing up in the film industry to have been rejected quite a bit, been told no. And so I have a different like experience with it. But if you take a younger person, especially this day and age, it's, you know, when I was a kid, you know, but like, it's completely different from when I was younger. And so if you tell a kid, you know, ages, you know, 9 to 18, who might be interested in pursuing a career in film or art or anything, and they get told no a few times or critiqued in a way that they don't feel like, they can fold. and they might have a beautiful story to tell, or like something they want to do, but just don't have that courageousness to get out there. And it's changed so much from when I was a kid to now. But just to know that there are support systems out there, and you can make it if you have the idea. You know, if you just put it out there with the law of attraction, everything, you put that stuff out there, and people will be drawn to it. So if anything, for people that I would like to take away from this, it's to don't take yourself so serious. You know, loosen up, have fun, joke around, you know, and we're all in this bad boy together, so let's have a laugh.
I really appreciate that. And this film does that. Cody, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Hey, Victor is just a blast, and I appreciate the chance to chat with you about it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Have a great day.
You too.
Don't worry, Mike never stops.